Hello everyone, this is Turdfunny Monkey and welcome to another sex toy review. Today's product is the Sohimi Hurricane blowjob toy from Sohimi. So this is another in a long line of spinning robot pussies. This one is a telescoping and spinning variety, and it does something unique. It also has a bullet vibrator. Now, this is new. Usually the ones that spin and rotate, they don't also have a vibrator, because that would throw off the balance of the mechanism. The way it achieves this is by having two inserts. There's an insert at the top which has the bullet vibrator in it, and independently, there's an inner chamber which has a cage and a smaller insert that spins and rotates. I'll show you how that works now. So we turn it on. Oh, you can hear the vibrations going. See, I just turned it on. You can hear it going. It's kind of loud. Let me see if I can do something about that. Okay, so the problem with this, well, let me show you. The bullet vibrator fits inside of a pocket, and you can see the insert has a groove. That groove is supposed to go onto this, but if it's not exactly seated correctly, the vibrations from the bullet vibrator can jiggle along the harder plastic shell. So you have to make sure that the insert is seated correctly so that sort of vibration doesn't become loud and obnoxious. Now, I can feel the vibrations. It's a pretty powerful bullet vibrator. Now, it's worth noting that it's held on by a wire. Make sure you can see. See that wire running down the middle of the plastic? That's going to become important in a minute. But this is the way that it achieves the bullet vibrator function. It's a separate insert. As you can see, the hole goes all the way through. So you're not meant to stay in this insert. Your penis will go through the insert. And then once you're through the insert, you will activate. So power button, the M button is the vibrator, and then this is the spin and rotation. And you can see that the spinning and the rotation is a separate mechanism. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this off and take this off. And you can see the vibration and the, well, not the vibration. You can see the spinning and the rotating, and that's about it. But all there is to this toy. Now, you may be wondering, like, what's that wire for? So here's what's kind of interesting. The bullet vibrator goes into a wire, which goes down a wire down the side of the plastic. At the end is a connector point. You see that? So the wire goes all the way up, reaches this connector point. On this part of the toy, there are two pins. And so to get the bullet vibrator to vibrate, you don't need a separate battery, but you have to make sure that the cage aligns these two pins so that electricity can travel through this connection plate, up the wire, and to the bullet vibrator. Altogether, it's a pretty impressive setup. So let me just show you how that works. All right. Now the important thing, while most of these toys, it can fit on whichever way you want. If you want the bullet vibrator to work, you have to make sure that when you put it on, see the connection goes right directly over that wire, and that way the bullet vibrator will work. And you can, there you go. And you can turn the vibrator on or the whatever. All right. So that's about it. That's all the toy does. You can click. You could change the direction. You can make it kind of go faster. You can make it, like you can see here, it kind of rotates back and forth. It goes left for a few seconds and then right for a few seconds. So that's pretty cool. I want to point out a couple things. Number one, this mechanism, it doesn't have a separate type of mechanism to make it rotate or spin. You can see there's these grooves along, and just as you spin it manually, it goes up and down. So it's based on the actual mechanics on the stem of the toy. So you can't make it spin independently. It has to spin and rotate based on the mechanics of the actual toy. So that's worth noting. The other thing about this toy is while you can remove the bullet vibrator from the cage, and I'll do that now. You just basically push it out. It's just it's a separate piece. All right, so this makes these things pretty easy to clean. This comes out as well. Now here's the thing, the cage doesn't come out. You can see it's screwed in. I'm sorry. You can see there's a Phillips head screw holding the cage in. So the cage has not come out. So here's my one problem with this toy. While you can clean these inserts very easily, they're very small, very easy to clean, very easy to turn inside out, that's not the problem. The thing is there's a significant gap. When this toy is put together, there's a gap between the first insert and the second insert. This means that lube, cum, all kinds of liquids can get inside this cage. This cage contains wires. And that's the problem I have with this design, is there has to be this electrical wire in order to bring electricity to the bull vibrator. But if cum and stuff is going to get in here, you have to be able to clean this safely without damaging the toy. My concern is the electrical mechanical kind of apparatus that's going on with this could get damaged through regular cleaning. Also, because this insert is just put into this, there's a gap. Like when you put this on, there's a gap between the cage and this. This means potentially cum and lube can get down into this mechanism. This is also a problem because this is where the motor is. Things can get down. There is a gap. There's a visual gap. You can see the gap. If water, lube, other bodily fluids gets down into this toy, it's probably going to ruin it. So whenever you have a kind of an insert, you want to make sure that it's self-contained. You want to make sure that any lube going into this hole has no way of getting down into the mechanism where there's electronics, because liquids and electronics don't mix. Because of the nature of this toy, the liquids you put into this hole to lube it up for use can easily get down into this mechanism, can easily corrode and corrupt this wiring. And so the problem I have is, while it does work and it does have a new feature which I haven't seen in a spinning RoboPussy yet, namely the bullet vibrator, there needs to be, and this is a very easy fix, there needs to be a way to join these inserts in a watertight way to make sure that no bodily fluids get down into the motor. This could be accomplished by having some type of coating or something inside of this area. This would protect the wires, and then the inserts can, through some type of watertight seal, connect to the cage in a way where that no liquid inserted into the front of the toy can get into the electronics. So, a slightly redesign. Let me show you again. Now, I'm not going to put the bull vibrator in, but I'm just going to show you the gap. So, just to remind you what I'm talking about. So, I'll put the insert into there, and I'll put the insert into this cage. Now, the other thing is, I've seen a lot of spinning RoboPussies that have a similar design. They usually come with like a little stick or something, because the problem is, as you can see, trying to push this down doesn't always want to go down flush. But for the purposes of this demonstration, it should be enough to demonstrate what I'm talking about. Okay, so right here, there's the gap. So there's a gap between where this insert goes and where this insert goes, and this needs to be filled in somehow, in a way that creates a waterproof seal. And for this, there's a gap between the sides of the cage and the sides of this plastic housing, which needs to be protected. Again, if anything where lube or cum or any type of body fluid is going to be present, you want to make sure that it's easy to clean and that electronics and fluids are kept safely apart. So while this toy does work, it feels good. I like the innovative additional features. I'm worried about the long-term longevity of this toy based on the bodily fluids and the electronics coming in dangerous proximity. I have seen toys which I had high hopes for just go bad over time, usually because, again, lube or bodily fluids get down into the toy where they can't be cleaned. The toy begins to smell, the motor stops working, it starts turning yellow, and then it breaks. And if you're going to spend a significant amount of money on these toys, you want to make sure you're going to get a good amount of time of use out of them. Now, this is a sub $50 toy with a coupon. It's normally $53.99. I have a 15% off coupon code, which brings it to just under $50. For a sub $50 spinning RoboPussy, this is pretty good, especially with the additional features. However, are you going to get years and years of use out of it? Probably not. I can easily see water or lube or some type of bodily fluid getting down into the mechanism and destroying the toy in just a matter of months. Maybe a sub-$50 spinning rope pussy, that's good enough. Maybe you're going to use this for a couple months and then upgrade to something better, that's fine. But just be aware of what you're getting into. And so Hemi, if you could fix some of these issues with the water tightness and the exposure of the electronics and the mechanisms, that would be fantastic. Otherwise, a very noble effort, innovative features being added, which I haven't seen before, which I appreciate. So anyway, that's it. We have a 15% off coupon code if you're interested in this toy. Check it out. Thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy for review. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.